Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode 94. On this episode, me and Scott Binns, the future video game godfather to my son, will be discussing WWE 2K16. Scott Binns, how are you?
I am good. You forgot to mention that this is, you know, some people might be listening to this as a recording, but we are live.
Very live. Liver than we've ever been before, except for the other times that we did the exact same thing.
Yeah, but this is the first time we're doing this in the middle of your Extra Life marathon.
Yes, as you know, every year around November-ish, I stream for 24 hours for the Children's Miracle Network Hospital of New Jersey, which is actually just the Children's Specialized Hospital of New Jersey, but they have multiple Twitter accounts. It's very confusing. but yeah, we are in hour 8. No, that's a lie. We're in hour... A lot more than that.
Hour. You should be in hour, 16, what, 14? Something like that?
There's less than 8 hours to go. There's 7 hours, 51 minutes on the timer.
It's just past midnight Eastern time.
And I'm going till 8 a.m.
Yeah.
There's 7 hours and 51 more minutes left. And we figured the greatest thing that we could do is definitely stream about... Oh, wow. Yeah. So I've been playing video games for 14 hours. yeah, we're going to talk about WWE because I'm very excited to talk about WWE. So excited that I definitely just butchered the whole beginning of this show. I don't even know what I was saying to start with.
And I knew it was going to be like this too, because I know where you're going to be.
It's pretty great. And this is, I'm going to have to definitely make sure to cut this out and make this its own thing on YouTube. Just so that everybody can see the smile ear to ear on my face to be talking to you, recording of That Sports Gamer Show episode, talking about WWE 2K16 with a Royal Rumble going on in the background, which is pretty awesome. And guess what? Even if this is after the fact, you can still go to thatsportsgamer.com/extralife and donate. By the time you donate, it would be after the prize is already given away, so that would kind of suck, but it's still good to donate.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Right. And definitely follow twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer in case we ever do this again. Which we might never do this again.
Yeah, it's debatable. It always seems to be a hassle to set up. It's really out of necessity this time.
But I think we got it this time.
All right.
And which means we'll figure it out. We'll have it good for this time, and then we'll never remember how to do it again. So, Scott, how's it going?
Good, good. I'm not in the same, not quite probably as brain fried as you are, but...
Just a little bit.
I've been up and running about the same amount of time you have today. Actually, earlier, because I had to go to work at 6:30 this morning, so...
See? So you're fresh. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about what else we've been playing? Because I've been playing stuff all day, which is,
You've been playing stuff all day. I haven't really been playing much of anything since I got WWE, so...
Well, I hope you have at least been playing WWE.
Yes, I haven't. I've been playing a lot of WWE.
So what are your thoughts? Just curious. Maybe this is a podcast about where we're going to talk about it, so maybe I can get some thoughts on it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Where do you want me to start?
Well, let me just make confession. So far, I've only really played the 2K Showcase.
Okay, that actually... All right, we'll start with Showcase mode. I think I'm getting sick of the Showcases.
Mm-hmm. I am still loving it until there's matches where they're too long. Currently, yeah. I'm in the Rock and Austin match at WrestleMania X7.
Okay, yeah.
And it's like, you got to do so many things.
Yeah, that was
Vince McMahon comes out, and then I was streaming, so I looked over here for a second, and then I missed, like, the third tap the right button at the right time.
Oh, yeah, the quick time event.
And I was like, ugh. And I know I missed the quick time event in another match somewhere, and then The Rock just made me tap, and I was, like, real angry.
Right. When you get past, and here's the thing, I had to do the same thing. I had to play through the Showcase mode because I want all the guys unlocked. I want everything unlocked. So I didn't want to buy that, but and I wanted to play through the Showcase. So that's, you know, I didn't really care that much.
Are you going to be buying the season pass thing?
I will once there's actually something to download, like actual characters. Mm.
But you can, if you get it, you still get the unlocker there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking I could use that today because I played my my brother-in-law in a couple matches, and I was like, it would have been nicer to have the extra stuff just all unlocked.
Yeah. Yeah. So playing through the Showcase, you know, they do a good job of doing it, but it got really old playing as Stone Cold the whole time. And that's not a knock against him or a knock against the mode, but it's like, especially when there's so many matches that you're scripted to lose.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I was like really excited in the was it the Revenge of the Taker pay per view or Buried Alive, where you actually get to take over as Kane for a few minutes.
Oh yeah, and that's like that's like the only exception.
And I was like, all right, I got like really excited when I was Kane for a little bit.
Yeah,
and now, also we've done some of these matches in other WWE games.
Yeah, because like WrestleMania 14 was in WWE 13. WrestleMania X7. Actually, I think all the WrestleMania matches were also in WWE 14, 2K14, whichever. Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't remember. We've played the McMahon Austin in the cage, right?
Yeah, that would have been in WWE. Yeah, that would have been in WWE 13.
I don't remember Big Show coming out of the ground in that game.
Oh, okay. I know it was there.
Maybe I just blanked. But yeah. I saw it, and his hair was amazing looking in this game.
That is the first thing I saw when I saw him, is like, his hair was not that awesome.
I'm like, who is this? Because his hair definitely was not that blonde.
Fabio would kill for that hair.
And it had such great physics. There was a funny name that like whoever does the Lara Croft games had for their physics. I forget what it was. But it was great. And yeah, it was like Lara Croft level hair physics going on when he came in the ring, or came through the ring, I should say. But yeah, right. I like him short.
Yeah, I liked last year where it was, well, it started off as two different ones. And on top of that, you played as a host of different guys within them. I still think the best was the 30 years of WrestleMania, because that was all over the place up until like the last couple years.
I'm not going to lie, I still don't think I've beaten them. Because that one I had so much fun doing, I didn't want it to end. So I literally just stopped playing for a few months.
And then for a few months, you never went back to it then.
Yeah. Also, since we're doing this live, we have Blackhawk5132 in the chat saying that the name of the Tomb Raider hair effect was Tress Effects. Which reminds, because isn't like Tresemme some sort of shampoo?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's okay. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Real-time follow-up. I love it. We're like a real podcast now. It's great.
I liked that the WCW, the really old matches, were done as like bonus cutaway matches. Mm-hmm. Until you realize it's because they don't really have a lot of content for them.
Yeah, I didn't even play that bonus stuff yet. I've just been going through the main thing.
Okay, it's nice. I mean, they did get Joey Styles to do commentary for the ECW match, which is nice.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, but so far the only problem I've had with it is the obvious not having Owen Hart. And then just going through that whole part of the storyline.
Actually, in video. You know, when they announced that Jim Neidhart was in the game, I was thinking to myself, oh, don't tell me they're going to use him as a sub for Owen Hart. And they actually did in the match, the third match with Bret Hart.
Yeah, where Bulldog and Owen in real life come out.
Yeah, it was Owen and Bulldog in real life, and then they use Neidhart in the game. And then I think the video package mentions that Neidhart showed up after that.
I think so. I want to say the video package post-match, I think, actually shows Owen run into the ring.
It might. I was kind of watching to see if they tried to edit around that, but weird. You know what? That's kind of beyond their control. I'm not going to hold that against them.
Yeah.
I'm not really making that a knock on the mode. The mode is really well put together. The only thing I thought was sad is that, you know, in that first match, the King of the Ring match, they actually show you the video replay of like Vader destroying everybody. Mm-hmm. And then they never do that again for any other match in the rest of the thing.
Right. And then didn't they do all the Doc Hendrick stuff in the game engine, but then just like show the video right after it?
Yeah. Yeah. They do the whole Austin 316 interview with the audio playing over the game engine. And then just show me the real video.
Yeah. And that was my one problem. My main problem with all this video stuff is still, I thought they had the rights to say WWF now.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Again, that's beyond the control of 2K.
I thought all this was clear. I thought we could do all this. I thought we could say WWF.
Video games. The video games seem to be the weird exception to that rule.
It's just so frustrating.
Right, and I don't know why.
And when they're like, the World Wrestling Champion, yeah. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah, and some of the edits are really bad, too. But and it's weird. Like, if you go on WWE Network and call up King of the Ring 96, I haven't actually done this, so I could be wrong. But, you know, I was watching Invasion recently, and that's totally unedited. Like, they say WWF. They... Mm-hmm. Yeah. None of the logos are blurred out, so it's weird they can do it there, but not in the video games. But I'm sure it's some goofy rights issue that doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah, it's just weird.
So my question is, do you want to see them do more showcases, or do you want them to do something different?
I liked what they did in, was it WWE 13 or was it 12, where there was some real stuff. And then there was some fake stuff.
That must have been 12.
Right? Was that the one with Sheamus and...
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Sheamus, Triple H, and your created guy.
Right. Which was just a picture of Tyson Kidd standing there.
Yeah. It was like Tyson Kidd's shadow.
Yeah. I like that. Or where they take a real storyline and, like, slot you in. Like they did in... was it Day of Reckoning?
Yeah. Part of Evolution. It was like he was part of Evolution, yeah.
Like that. That's cool.
That's the other thing. It's great that this all this historical stuff, and maybe for people who aren't familiar with that era, it's kind of cool if they want to know about it. Mm. But maybe they don't, and they don't care at all.
And it's funny because they keep hitting on like the same parts.
Yeah, like, that's probably why it's getting old too.
And it's all the stuff that I already know, which is why that's why Day of Reckoning, those games were good. Because I didn't know that real storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I was not watching wrestling. I found a wrestling game that played like the N64 games, and I was like, this is awesome. This is an awesome storyline. I don't know where they came up with it, and
yeah.
It was just a real storyline.
Right. So my thought for the future of this is why not just go total, like kind of put the two together, go total like fantasy booking.
Yeah.
Like why not do the Monday Night Wars where like the two companies could actually interact with each other.
Oh, that would be cool. Like the real Invasion, that was really terrible, but
yes,
in real life.
But they'll just like rewrite it as a what if. I think that would be cool. You wouldn't know what was actually going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They probably would. You'd still want to have like the WWF win, but
that'd be like a cool little twist. Is that
maybe the last match? There's multiple endings. But you decide who wins, and you get to see that ending.
Well, that's kind of how the N64 games did it, I think, was that... Remember, it had, like, literally, like, branching paths?
Yeah, No Mercy had the branching paths. But then you had to lose matches.
Right, to unlock, like, random people.
Whereas I think if you redid something like that now, it would be you choose who you're going to play as to win. But that's just my thought.
Yeah, or you could even do, like, the... what do they call them? What is the button mashy thing? It has a name when it comes up with the circle with the four buttons.
The quick time events?
Yeah. Like if you screw up a quick time event or something, then something else happens.
Yeah.
Like I'd buy that. Because like the one that I screwed up in the Rock Austin one, I was supposed to hit a stunner, but I missed the thing and he gave me the rock bottom.
Like yeah.
That stuff would be cool.
Yeah, I'm curious. I know we talked about this, that the other showcase that's coming is the Hall of Fame showcase. That'll probably be more interesting because it's all different matches.
Right.
So I remember we talked about the Paige Alundra Blaze match, and I'm curious if they're going to do any of that cutscene stuff for that match. Like, are they going to write a story for that match?
See, and I wonder if they – what they should do is just take someone else's match, like a real Alundra Blaze match, and just –
Oh, just plug Paige in instead? Cause right. Yeah, maybe.
Bull Nakano? That was her name, right?
Yeah, Nakano.
Nakano. We figured that out. You touched on something. Wrestling stuff at the beginning.
Yes. Yeah. So do you want to start talking about the gameplay then?
Yeah, we should probably dive into that because
yep.
The story of wrestling nowadays is terrible. Yeah.
That, why do you think they keep doing all these old stories in them?
It's absolutely why. Also, in real life, why aren't Undertaker and Kane together? It makes no sense to me. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Chain wrestling.
So you right at the beginning of a match, you're talking. What about it?
A lot of people hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Here's why I don't know why. I almost never have it.
You know, it's weird because there's some matches, and I think there's a lot of them in the Austin Showcase where that just doesn't happen. I've noticed, like, in the Extreme Rules matches, it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm.
But I think if you just run out, if the first thing you do isn't grapple someone, I think it's not going to happen.
It's less likely to happen.
Like, I will run up, kick a dude in the sternum, and then I never really have to worry about it.
Right.
And do you have to just tap X?
No, all right. So when you go into the lockup, you pick one of the three buttons, and it's a rock, paper, scissors thing as to who wins. All you have to do is press a button.
Right, and I can never figure out which rock is beating scissor.
Well, it doesn't matter because you don't know what your opponent is doing. It's just, you each pick a button, and then they decide who wins based on a rock, paper, scissors. So there's no way to decide, you know, you don't know what your opponent has picked.
Right.
So there's really, you can't, like, counter it. So you go into the lockup, you pick your button, and then this year they changed it where there's a few other things. Like, there'll be the push to the ropes or the corner that the ref has to break up. So there's a few different things, and that's what I like about it.
Oh, the push to the corner thing is the most boring thing in the world.
Yeah, that happens a little too often. But
you smack him in the face.
Yeah, it's nice that it's there, but it happens a little too often. Although then the one into the ropes is nice because sometimes then you'll then get Irish whipped out of it, and there's a little like quick time event thing that goes with that. So that's nice. But if you get into a hold, then you have, and this was in 2K15 as well. But then when you get into a hold, you have to find the right, you know, find the hot spot on your right stick before your opponent does. But, and if you're the attacker or you have the dominant position.
I was just thinking that I literally have this happen so little that when you mentioned the find the spot on the stick thing, I was like, oh yeah, right.
See, I think if you get into it, it's kind of nice. Maybe it happens a little too often, but. They're still, you know, they're kind of still doing tweaks to it. I like the idea.
Yeah. But I mean, literally, I usually come out, I start with strikes, and I never see this in the thing. It could just be because I'm playing a lot of Showcase. That might be it.
That's part of it.
I don't know if it's tied to stamina or something, maybe.
I think there's a chain wrestling stat. Maybe. Because there are some guys who just won't do it. Like, I think Brock Lesnar, The Undertaker, and don't quote me on this, but... You know, the big guys don't do it.
Everybody who doesn't grapple.
Yeah. And I could be wrong in the names I mentioned, but there are guys that don't do it. Right. So that's part of it. But, you know, that's nice. How do you feel about the limited reversals?
I've been all right with it.
I like it. Because it puts a little more strategy into what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, like... I've noticed this playing people online, which I haven't done a lot of, but you almost want to try and use small strikes and, like, when they're on the ground, just, like, stomp the hell out of them. Right. Because they're either going to burn a reversal, and when you're on the ground and you do, like, you reverse the stomp, you pretty much don't gain.
Out of it, right?
Yeah, you don't really gain a real advantage from it, and now you've burned a reversal.
How many do you get? Was it three or was it five?
Actually, it depends on the wrestler's rating.
And it's between three and five, right? Something like
that. I've seen two even. Hmm. But that's like the worst. Like, that's like General Adnan.
Yeah. I'm not going to use my cereal joke on that one. We're going to save that for later.
Okay.
Maybe not. but yeah, playing online, I feel like every match I've had, it's been one-sided until someone reverses it. And then it goes to their side until they reverse it.
Yeah, that is kind of how it is. That, but you know what? It's not terrible.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's kind of what the matches are.
Yeah.
So it gets interesting. It's kind of fun. I played an online match where I was Tyler Breeze, and I wound up matched up against John Cena. Yeah. And I kind of liked the fact that I think I was playing the game better, but I was playing against John Cena.
Right. And that's my problem with online, is literally everyone online is John Cena or The Rock or Stone Cold.
Yeah, that's maybe where now the reversals thing has come back to bite them.
Right.
Because now everyone's just being those guys. Like, they haven't tuned it enough where the people who have lesser reversals are good in other areas to balance it out.
Right. Yeah, it's just like Madden. And there's going to be five teams that people are going to use all the time.
Right, right. And you know what? That's an online thing. You know, yes. I'm not...
You always want to be the best, no matter what.
Right, right. And I've only actually played against one creator wrestler. And of course, he was like perfect in everything, and it was really obnoxious.
I've been meaning to create my guy, but I have one... The app isn't out yet to do the picture of the face, right?
Mm-hmm. And we don't know anything about it other than that it's a thing that's coming.
Right, and I'm very worried that if I create a guy that I won't be able to put the face on him later. I don't know if that's a real fear I should have.
And see, I'm
sure it will work. But.
Yeah, I haven't even looked to see if I can after I made my guy for my career, which we'll talk about later. Okay. But
regular gameplay, I like most of it until the times when, like, okay, your guy's just tired. He's just going to lay down.
Yeah, I like that. I really like the slower pace and that you get punished for burning your stamina. Mm-hmm. And then to make up for that, there's the rest holds so you can earn back your stamina.
Ooh, I need to learn more about that then.
Okay, yeah, that's another thing that doesn't come up very often in showcase mode.
One thing that I really don't like, you should be able to hit your finisher with no stamina. I'm okay with you not being able to do your signature move without stamina, but you should be able to hit your finisher without stamina.
I agree with you with a caveat of you should then, like, you know, not be able to follow up. Like, it's a desperation.
Maybe and all you get is the pin. I'd even take that.
Not even. Like, you know, and maybe it depends on how, you know, if you drain your stamina to zero, it depends how much you had when before you did it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I'd take that. Yeah, just because, I mean, we've made jokes. What was it? Was it when were Triple H and Brock Lesnar fighting? Was that like,
a couple years ago now?
Yeah, and it was some pay-per-view, and they hit like 12 finishers on each other, like
back to back.
And I think the first tweet was like, I don't know how he got finisher that fast. And
remember it was Rock Cena, actually.
Oh, the one at WrestleMania in New York?
Yeah.
Where he hits like the... Doesn't he hit the rock bottom like third move of the match, something like that?
Something like that, or right back to back. But then you joked about getting a finisher that fast, and then remember, you didn't play it, so you never found out. But then in that match, in WWE 2K14, it's the last match, and when you go to the end of the match, both guys get infinite finishers.
Unbelievable. But I thought I had made it. What's the one where? I think Brock Lesnar powerbombed someone on stairs in the ring. I feel like it was Triple H.
Okay.
They just kept doing them back and forth to each other. And I was like, granted, real life and video games are different. Also, wrestling's fake.
Right. That's when it comes to wrestling video game, you kind of have to remember that it's not fake.
Yeah.
And that's where I like the changes they made this year, because they're making you do things that make matches be better.
Right. I also still don't understand some of the like the graphics on the screen. I don't understand what that percentage is. Is that like how happy the crowd is?
No, that's your momentum. It's basically how you build up a finisher, your signatures and finishers. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's the bar, right?
Yeah. No, I wish I had the screen in front of me.
There's way too much stuff on the screen. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it, but there's the percent. The percentage is your momentum. Mm-hmm. The like the blue. You probably know which one. The green. Oh. The green, yellow, red is your health.
Right. Then the blue, purple.
The blue to purple is your stamina.
Right.
And then the squares in the bottom are your reversals. See, I have always, in the past, I've always hated when they give you all that info on the screen.
I just need a thing that, like, bounces back and forth and is a color. That's all I need.
So you want a spirit meter, like, in...
Yeah. I'll give me a spirit meter, and just let me know if I have a charged finisher. or signature moves.
Right. Right. I've disliked having the info on the screen, but they're doing an okay job with it.
Yeah. It's just like, you don't get it in real. Like, it's not like, again, wrestling isn't real, but it's not like you have that information like in a real match.
Right.
So it's just, it feels kind of fake.
That's actually one thing I've just noticed. You know, they do really good with, you know, people being tired and stuff, but I haven't seen too much with, like, damage to body parts.
Yeah, I haven't seen really anybody limping around or anything.
Yeah, nobody is limping around or holding their arm or anything like that.
Which
is mildly disappointing, but I'm not gonna, it's not a big deal.
Right, and it obviously affects when you do, like, the submission moves and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about the new submission meter?
Which segues us right into the new submission meter. I was very confused to start.
Yeah, in fact, the first time I did it, I wound up tapping myself out because I totally had it backwards.
Definitely did that. I didn't know what color I was to start with. Then I was like, too. I'm getting this guy. It's like, nope, no, no, you're not. Did you play the UFC game on Next Gen?
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought the submission thing was going to be more like that. Their submission thing, remember where it was like you just...
Yeah. It's the same. It's like the same thing, but it works differently.
And like it's way slower to get around that circle.
Well, you can use. I want to say it's L2.
Yeah, there's the L2 for the speed.
And that burns stamina, but you can move your little part around faster.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like 1-to-1.
Yeah, I think that's
not 1-to-1.
Yeah, it's not like where you hold the stick isn't where your thing goes.
Right, it's where it will end. When it feels like getting there.
Yeah. Well, it's more like... it's hard to describe. It could be better. I think the idea is good, but they should have just done what UFC did, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that would have been good.
And that's what I thought it was, and which is why I tapped myself out real quick in the first match. I was like, yeah. And then I was like... Then I wasn't sure. It's like, am I supposed to match him? Like, is he supposed to be running away? Or am I supposed to be running away?
Right.
And then also not knowing which color I was also a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But.
Well, here's the other problem. I think in UFC, your colors are always the same. Like, it's red and blue, and you're always the same color whether you're attacking or defending.
Right.
Whereas in WWE, the attacker is always red and the defender is always blue.
Right.
So you've got to keep that in mind, which makes it a little harder. One of the challenges when you finish or when you get through part of the showcase is that you will have to do the Bret Hart Stone Cold WrestleMania 13 match and win it as Bret Hart. Oh, that was hard.
I'll always do it because Bret Hart's the great best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Yeah, but it's hard to do because you actually have to get a submission. I have not gotten too many submissions.
I think I got a couple. I think I want to say online.
But yeah,
I've had the in showcase. I've had the computer tap me out more than my fair share.
Right, and I don't think there's any matches in the showcase where you have to tap anybody out.
I don't think so.
Because you lose the one submission match there is. To touch on a few other little things. I like the way they implement the big moves, like the dives and stuff. If you have, I don't know if you've seen any of that, but...
No.
Basically, guys like a lot of the NXT guys or the Undertaker who does his like the suicide dive over the top rope, that's a finisher now.
I was wondering how you.
Or it's like that. Or an OMG moment. Mm-hmm. And with the way they've balanced it all out this year, that you actually kind of want to use them.
Hmm. Yeah, I still need to play with some of these guys. I need to play with the Finn Balor.
Yeah, yeah. Once you get done with showcase mode, I think you're going to like the game a lot more.
Oh, that's good to know.
Because I did. So, I've played through about 3 weeks of Universe Mode now. Mm-hmm. After spending way too much time getting it set up.
Are we tag team champions?
Well, you don't have a guy yet, so how can we be?
You couldn't just make me, Scott? Come on.
I didn't. No, make your own guy and then I'll download him. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I'm going to make my own guy and then you're going to download him. It's going to be great. Oh, totally. Also, I really did not like the creation. I was doing some of the creation stuff. Not a fan.
I'm not. All right. There's some good stuff about it. I like that everything that the wrestlers wear is available. Because remember, back in No Mercy, that's how it was.
Right.
Like, basically, everyone was a creator wrestler.
Essentially.
And that's nice. The problem is there's not a lot. There's not a lot of other stuff outside of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'm half debating restarting my career mode by like cloning a guy.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
Especially yeah, I almost like
the minutia of random moves.
They might just
do it that way.
Yeah. That's something I'm like highly considering because I dabbled in my career mode and I think I would like it, but it's not a story.
You just start in like NXT and then you just play.
And you know, you're going to do interviews after matches, and that's going to affect how the crowd feels about you and how different wrestlers feel about you. And yeah,
is that stuff done well though?
The post-match interviews from what I've seen, I think they're well written and terribly acted.
Okay. So but, it's like NBA 2K is what you're saying.
Well,
guess what? Who made this game?
yeah, wait a minute.
Okay, I got you now.
Yeah, it's probably exactly like that, to be honest.
Is there going
to
be a cutscene where it's like, I didn't carry a backpack for someone, and there's going to be a problem?
I haven't seen it yet, but probably.
That was in 2K, in NBA, so. Assume it'll be here. Okay, so I'm kind of excited to play that. That'll be my next after showcase.
Okay.
Is there a point to that?
Is there
like
stuff. An
end? Or is it just like at some point you become the champion? And then
the goal is to get your guy into the Hall of Fame. And actually, there's a little more to it than just winning championships or being the best, sort of, because they do rate your matches.
Okay.
So there is a goal to put on good matches.
So it's kind of like how the show has like that legacy score, or no, the Madden has the legacy score, right?
Right. So basically, they tell you at one point that your goal in every match is to have a 5-star match. And honestly, I don't think they give you enough. They don't give you the tools to have a 5-star match off the bat because I wish this match rating was like across the board in every game mode. But it's not. Because like doing the OMG moves that'll boost your match rating and stuff like that. Kicking out, I want to say kicking out at 2 will boost your match rating.
Is that why there's that like the when you kick out? Is that why there's that like extra little part? You know, it's like
I think,
green and there's like a second color green.
No, actually, that second part.
Do you get more stamina when you kick out or something?
I think that's part of it, but it's also tied to your like kickout rating or something like that. Okay. It's some kind of bonus. It's some kind of bonus you get, so that varies for everybody.
You know what's really bad is that they don't make much of this stuff real clear.
That is a problem.
Like specifically like we talked about the submission stuff.
Yeah, I lost the first couple matches I randomly played because I had no idea how the pin meter worked. I assumed it was like the old ones where I hit X to start the bar and then let go of it at the right time. Right. And at no point did anything tell me that I was wrong.
Yeah, it's just
now I like it better now that I understand what's going on.
Yeah, I like this pin meter a lot better than what they used to have.
Yeah.
But now there's something else that still uses that though, right?
That still uses what?
No, I'm thinking of the throwing guys out of the ring in Royal Rumbles.
Oh, yeah. That hasn't changed at all.
Right.
For better or for worse.
What else?
Let's see.
So my career sounds good.
Yeah, I got to dive into it more before we can. You know, we'll probably have to talk about that at a later date. I know we've talked like nothing.
We are never talking about WWE again after the show.
Because we've done 3 straight shows about it now.
This is literally our 3rd show. We came back to talk about WWE. Of all the games to bring us back to podcasting, it was WWE 2K16.
I don't know how to feel about that. All right,
either, either amazing or terrible. It's one of it can't be anywhere in between.
Right. You know. So overall, the game is really good, I think.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
You know, there's a few things that bug me. Universe mode, they did change it up a little bit, you know, maybe for the better, or at least more accurate to what WWE is doing right now. There's no more, like, you don't assign people to brands, like, to rosters. Mm-hmm. You just decide who appears on each show you make.
Do they still even do that in real wrestling?
No.
Okay.
But so they kind of set it up because like you're never going to see Brock Lesnar on SmackDown.
All right. You're never going to see Brock Lesnar ever lose a match. So I don't understand the point of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, there's a few maybe still legacy issues, but it's nothing too bad. The biggest gripe I have is that if you play in like an exhibition mode, they do all sorts of great things with managers. Like if you go into just exhibition mode and pick Brock Lesnar, boom, it pops up Paul Heyman as a manager. You can take him away if you want, but you get him right away. Like Rusev and Lana, New Day are all together. Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth are put together right away. And there's a good list of managers: Jimmy Hart, Bobby Heenan, Sherry. I think it's Jimmy Hart. You know, there's a great list of managers, and then they actually like distract your opponents and stuff. They actually help you.
Yeah, I had that today when I was playing against my brother-in-law. He was someone. I'm gonna say he was Stone Cold, and I was Bam Bam Bigelow, and I brought Jimmy Hart out with me.
Okay.
And like 2 minutes into the match, Jimmy Hart like jumped up on the apron and like distracted him and stuff. It was great.
Yeah, and it's a forced distraction too. Like if you're playing as the guy being distracted, you have to, you know, you lose control of your guy. He goes in for the distraction, which is great. I love that. Now here's the problem. None of that carries over to Universe mode.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you have to like go in there and link him also?
No, I mean literally.
Does Universe mode know that New Day is even a thing?
All the teams that are just in built into the game are there.
Okay.
Every other team you want, you got to put together.
Ugh. So you're gonna have to put together.
And on top of that, if you want them together outside of Universe mode, you have to do it there. You got to do it twice. The thing is that with a lot of the teams, I'm doing a lot of makeshift teams, and one other gripe is with teams actually. They don't really have any entrances for people who aren't current now. Like, there's no entrance for the Hart Foundation. Mm-hmm. There's no entrance. Miz and Mizdow are put together as a team in the game, and they don't have their entrance. Goldust and Stardust don't have their entrance as a tag team.
Do they have a bunch of stock, like old stock ones, or
no? There are approximately three entrances that aren't designated for somebody. I think the only like bonus one they really give you is Austin and Pillman as the Hollywood Blondes.
Last year's was on Next Gen. Was it in? Were they in last year?
No. Yeah, last year they like took all the extra stuff out.
Yeah. So I wonder if that's just a change of generation thing.
I think that's part of it. Yeah. But that's fine when you jump the generations. But now we're in the same generation. Why does all the stuff from last year have to go away?
Right. You never know.
So there's a few frustrating things, but nothing that's really going to take away from my enjoyment of the game, except maybe that manager's thing.
Yeah.
Because that I was really excited when I found out about that, and then almost instantly just as disappointed to find out that it's not there. Like, it's not in the main part of the game. Now, if you're playing Universe mode, you can change the matches and add the managers back in. Great. I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah. We've both been playing this on PS4.
Yes.
Have you had where guys like go to grab ropes and their arms just freak out?
I've seen it a few times.
I feel like there's been some real wonky rope interactions in this game.
Yeah, in general, I'll say the physics are actually pretty good, but sometimes they're so good that they run into situations where they don't know what to do. And I think that's just kind of what you're running into.
Yeah.
It always fixes itself. It doesn't screw you up at all, right?
Yeah, it's never been a real problem.
It just looks goofy more than anything else.
Yeah, I have seen some people having like stuff where like guys disappear or like float up into the rafters.
Okay, well.
But I mean, that seems like very random.
Yeah, it's like there's videos out there of UFC doing super random things, And I've never seen much of them, but you know, I think, you know, with the physics base, with the physics stuff they're doing, you're going to see goofy stuff every now and then because they couldn't account for everything.
Yeah, I think I threw a guy through the ropes one time. Or no, like I hit him through the ropes. Or he got like all tangled in him. It was weird. But overall, pretty damn good.
Yeah, I think the game would be really fine. It would be really fun to play. Like, and you did this today. How was it playing against your brother-in-law, you know, sitting on the couch both playing?
It was good, even though he had no idea what he was doing. So I was just dominating.
Every wrestling game has been like that. If someone doesn't know what they're doing, it's not as fun.
Yeah, but no, it was good. I don't think we had the chain wrestling thing at the beginning either.
Interesting.
I think it's because I just came out and started punching him.
Probably.
Scott, I'm going to give you an update. While we're recording this, I'm also streaming a Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. The final three men were Triple H, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Stephen Regal.
I was waiting for someone. Was it William Regal or Lord Stephen Regal?
It's Regal in tights.
The red tights?
Yeah.
Lord Stephen Regal, okay.
So it's Lord Stephen Regal, and Austin just threw him out of the ring.
Right.
So
now we wanted to, so
he won.
We never really talked about the roster now that we know it finally. Mm-hmm. It's big enough that all the copy characters don't bother me at all.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Even though there's like six Steve Austins.
Yeah, I was wondering how many there would be at the end. Because right now, where I am, there's a lot of three of a guy.
There's the Stone Cold that is unlocked when you get the game. That's just Stone Cold. Mm-hmm. Then there's Stone Cold 97. I think there's Stone Cold 03. I think
it's 03.
And then there's Stunning Steve Austin and Superstar Steve Austin.
And guess what the difference between four of them is? One of them has only a left knee brace. One of them has a left and a right knee brace.
And one of them has no knee braces.
But none of them have an elbow pad, which is one that you use in the game.
Anyway, but whatever.
So frustrating.
That's funny because I'm pretty sure you could get a couple of Steve Austins fighting each other that actually look identical.
It's ridiculous.
I actually did some fun stuff in Universe mode where, like, I have the Hollywood Blondes as a tag team, but, like, the Stunning Steve Austin character only appears as part of that tag team.
That's cool.
Yeah, so there's some cool, like, you can get some use out of those guys even in Universe mode where you don't want five Stone Colds running around.
It's funny, I'm looking at the thing. Stone Cold 03 and Stone Cold 97, literally, like, the real picture of them looks exactly the same, just a different pose. Same outfit. Almost the skull is almost in the same spot.
It's weird. I think if you look through the showcase matches, I don't even think they use them chronologically. I think they just kind of change which Austin it is. I'm not even sure. I think like Stone Cold 97 reversal rating is higher because I think he has five reversals, and then like the Stone Cold and Stone Cold 03 only have four reversals.
Hmm. Yeah.
So there's reasons for the differences, and I get that, but.
Yeah, that's just weird. I still wish, but I don't understand why they can't just be, there's one guy and I pick different things. Or, like, have it built in that if I pick Stone Cold and then I pick the 03 version of Stone Cold, okay, he's a little different.
Yeah, they could probably organize it better.
Like, make it a menu thing.
If only for the sake of Universe mode.
And then what's even stupider is, like, there's Triple H, Triple H 01, but then I have to go all the way back to the H's to find Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Oh, yeah. There's three. So there's three Triple H's and there's three Undertakers, two Kanes. Oh, by the way, the funny thing about Kane, so between the two versions of Kane, there's like five different costumes, none of which are the one he's currently wearing.
I forgot how much I liked the original Kane look.
Yeah.
I really don't like the other masks or anything. I like that original Kane. I feel like Kane was one of the greatest characters WWE had in like a long time. Mainly because I didn't have to write him any lines. And he just like tilted his head a little bit. And I thought that, and like, it brought me back to my childhood. Like, there was a part, someone was talking to Kane, and Kane just like tilted his head. And I was like, that's awesome. I love it. It was just a great a great character.
Yeah. So is there anything else about 2K16 that we forgot to cover? I don't think so.
No, except for the online, but that's been questionable.
You know, all right, so like the first time actually, we
tried to play, it just didn't work at all.
Right. I played a few matches. It worked well, but I feel like 2K always has the worst online. And I feel like there's more lag, and it's not bad, but there's, you know, all right, I can play Street Fighter 4 online with virtually no lag. Why can't I play a wrestling game like that?
GGPO, bro. It's only 2D. Come on.
Okay, well, fine. Madden, NHL, FIFA, you know, I can play all these games with you know, where the lag is so minimal that it doesn't bother me. And both, I'm going to call out NBA 2K here too. NBA 2K and WWE 2K both have lag that is bad enough that I can't play the game the way I want to, or the same as I play it offline.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I was playing my brother-in-law in Madden, and it felt like I was playing a completely different game than I've ever played before. Because I was like, this is so weird that like what I have my controls do actually happens the second I'm doing it. Like I ran the shovel option against him, and I just embarrassed him. It was real bad.
And then the modes they give you online, although I think it's easier for you to play your friends this year. Granted, when we tried, it just, like, I think the servers were having problems.
I think the whole thing just crapped the bed when we did that.
But it looks like they made it easier, and I think you can even, the thing we've always wanted to do, which is go team up and just go play people online in ranked matches, I think you can do that now. Well, we haven't done it yet, but
we should definitely try that, because I would like to do that. I did play Mike Straw a couple times, and that worked out real well.
Okay.
I mean, I won, so I mean, obviously I'm going to say it worked out real well.
Right, right. And then they fixed it. They fixed the stupidness from last year, where now you pick the type of match you want to play, then you pick the guy you want to be, and then you go searching for a match, which is a million times better than the thing they did last year.
Scott, I'm so angry right now.
Why is that?
Okay, so I was just setting up a match to play on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to pick Stone Cold, okay?
Yeah.
In Your House 19, Raw, June 1998, SummerSlam 98, mm-hmm. Raw, November 98. Then the next Stone Cold also has another four outfits. Stone Cold Steve Austin wears black ring trunks. You're going to tell me he has eight? Well, this one's got five outfits. This one's got WrestleMania 15, King of the Ring 99, Fully Loaded 99, Royal Rumble 01.
Oh, you know what the difference is? They all come out wearing different vests.
Oh, and No Way Out 01. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. They all come out wearing different vests, and you can unlock all those vests.
But they all say Austin. Don't they? Okay, so I think, Cold 97 only has Survivor Series 96 and WrestleMania 13.
Okay. I think there's a few more to unlock with him, though.
Yeah, I need to unlock more stuff.
Maybe he hasn't gotten there yet.
I have a six-man tag match between Sting, Sting, and Sting versus Stone Cold, Stone Cold, and Stone Cold.
Nice.
So that should be fun to watch. Too bad you can't watch it, but it's all good.
Oh, well. I can go back. I can go watch the archive later.
Yes, you can do that. Do you want an update on the Extra Life, Scott, as we've gotten some donations while doing the stream?
Yeah. Yeah, what do we got?
Shout-outs are in order for... Now, this thing didn't update over here. I got to check this screen. Probably the Extra Life page. Just donations are in all different places. Shout-outs to Spencer, a.k.a. Pommelhawk, and our good friend Rich Grisham. That's gotten us up to $1,277.50.
Nice.
Pretty good. For the team, that Sports Gamer Crew, I think we're over $7,500. This thing came out in a red jacket. We are over $7,700. $7,771 to be exact.
Nice, nice. Good work, everybody.
That's pretty good. I'm very happy about how we did this year.
All right. Does the chat room have any questions?
That's a great question. I don't think so. I think we were just talking about Tress Effects and how much we love this game. Also, there was one other thing. Nobody thought Stephen Reeve was going to go this far. We don't know who this tall tattooed man is.
Tall tattooed man. Oh, I bet that was Baron Corbin.
You are absolutely correct. It was Baron Corbin, Scott. People also want Maven in the game and right to censor Stevie Richards, who I think has a podcast.
Yeah, sounds about right. There's a lot of old wrestlers with podcasts now.
I feel like there's a backlash against Chris Jericho now.
I think his is like the most... I listened to a few of his. I don't know if it's just because he interviews a lot of people that aren't wrestlers.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, the times I've listened to his, though, he's very commercial. Like, he spends a lot of time hawking stuff.
That's what the biggest complaint that I've heard about the show. Not that we review podcasts on That Sports Gamer Show.
No. Except I think we just did, but...
Pomahawk, former WWF fan, writes in, would it be worth picking up for the old time's sake? Here's my biggest problem with that answer, or that question. I feel like the controls might be a little bit too much to just, like, dip in.
Yeah.
Which is my same problem with their basketball game.
Yeah, the roster they give you is good, but you have to remember that it was mostly centered around the Stone Cold Showcase.
Right. And you'll have to unlock a lot of them.
Right. I mean, let's assume that's not a thing, and you're just going on the roster itself. The game is great, but I don't know if what they have, if you decided you only wanted to play with the old, the Legends roster, I don't know if it holds up well enough on its own.
I'd say go pick up 13. Was 13 was WrestleMania one?
No, 2K14 has probably been the best overall roster of Legends, just Legends, that they've had. 13 was good too, but it was really focused on the Attitude Era. And this is actually kind of worse than that because it's even more focused. Because really, Austin's career was almost entirely in the Attitude Era.
Right.
So this really is Attitude Era light. And then with a handful of other people.
And, again, some of the matches in this showcase were in the other showcases.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to Jeff Belbin, who just donated as well. Literally, as we were talking.
Yeah, I think, maybe if you can find it on sale, $40, maybe...
I think
the gameplay is really good. So if you can find maybe a few of the new guys that you might really like, you could probably have some fun with it.
Yeah, someone needs to make like a tutorial of how to play this game.
I'm sure there's a bunch out there if you look on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe we can have Rich Grisham get with someone from the WWE team and do one. He did a bunch of videos with Dazar.
Okay. Oh, the one other thing I can tell you with... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but...
I tried, Rich. I tried to get you a plug in there.
Yeah, go. I'm sorry.
Scott doesn't like basketball. It's fine. The Milwaukee Bucks, I don't even know if they're real. Are they in the NBA or like the CBA? Or are they like a D-League team? I'm not sure. Do they have that Gorgut guy still?
No. What?
I don't know.
I have no idea. To be perfectly honest, I don't know.
Mark Morrison, The Return of the Mac?
Go ahead and plug, because I think those video series, I haven't watched them, but I think the idea is great.
I've heard great things. Look for Rich Grisham's Twitter. I assume they're on Hit the Pass. I could be completely wrong. They could be on the Sporting News. Rich Grisham is everywhere. He's not just in this plane of existence. He's mm-hmm. all over the world. So.
The one thing I'll tell somebody thinking about picking this up as an old-time wrestling fan, you can set up the universe mode where you're playing all your matches on the old Raw's War set and, using the old pay-per-views and stuff like that. That's a thing you can do. So maybe it's something you want to consider.
Sure. That sounds like a good thing to consider. $60.
I'm a sucker for WWE games, so yeah. I'm...
Here, Scott, guess what?
Hmm.
Bought it digitally.
I did too.
Knowing, but here's what: knowing that next year, maybe I don't get WWE. Maybe this is the year I get WWE. Next year is not the year I get WWE.
That's entirely possible. I've actually been thinking about that for a lot of the games this year.
Yeah, cause, I mean, WWE, what was it, 2K15? I skipped.
I kind of wish I had, in retrospect.
See?
Retrospect. And I actually did for a while.
Yeah, definitely, I think, I mean, by the time this is out, it'll be over. I think Target had a, not buy one, get one free.
Buy two, get one free, I heard.
Yeah, it's a great deal. If this was my free game, I wouldn't be upset.
Right. You know, I think, you know, and maybe we'll sort of tease maybe what might be the next podcast. I think this has maybe been one of the best years for sports games in a long time.
Yeah, I would not disagree with that at all. I want to say that we discussed it one time on a Press Row podcast, that this might be the best year in sports games.
That could be, but I think that was before everything was out.
Hey, I have 3 Stone Cold Steve Austin's that look exactly the same in the ring. It's weird.
But,
they literally, the only difference is they had different entrance apparel. They're all one
knee brace?
One knee brace version of Austin's. Unbelievable.
That's hilarious.
I love video games.
Yeah, but I think that's a topic for next time, the best year in sports games and what that means going forward. But
well, I mean, obviously 1993.
Why 1993?
I don't know. Seems good. I think Madden was good that year.
Yeah. I think it was the year. Was that the NBA Jam came out that year?
Probably. And NHL. I'm pretty sure there was a Bill Walsh college football. So
NHL 94 was probably that year.
Yeah. So we agree. 1993. Greatest year in sports video games. Now we don't have to record another show, Scott. We've done it. We finished. We said all there can be said about video games.
We just declared 1993 the greatest year in sports video games on episode 94.
Oh, you're so close.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's the sports game year 94, right?
Yeah. There we go.
We think. We don't actually know when we started naming games in the wrong year. So there's a possibility that we completely screwed this whole thing up.
We should be done.
Do you have anything else to say about WWE 2K16, Scott? Black Friday deal? Definitely, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. Because I'm sure, I bet there'll be a Black Friday deal on it. Assuming you're a wrestling fan. And I think that's the thing with wrestling games now, is you have to be, either are or were a wrestling fan to enjoy them.
Right.
And that's actually my biggest thing. I love wrestling video games way more than I love actual wrestling. And it's been that way for me for a long time.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's been good for me because all these years focus on like the time that I actually cared about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But I would even say if you're a really big wrestling game, if you're a really big wrestling fan now, this game isn't really targeted at you, kind of.
Well, yeah, not entirely, but at the same time, you can learn about the – and that when I first became a wrestling fan, I was really interested in what I could find in the history of wrestling. Mm-hmm. Something like this would have been awesome back then.
Yeah, but then you still have that thing where it's like, these guys don't have real moves. Also, one of Stone Cold Steve Austin's regular moves is a powerbomb. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him do a powerbomb. That could be nitpicky stuff where you could nitpick the move lists all day.
Maybe they shouldn't have 1,000 moves for everybody. Just saying.
Right, but at the same time, you run into the thing of, then they do the same move over and over again.
Yeah, that's why, but was it like NWO World Tour? They had like 8 moves. It was great.
Yeah.
Then it would just be, there would literally be times where just my day would be playing matches and just doing like, okay, we grapple A. We grapple A up, we grapple A down. We grapple
A left, just run through everything so you know you did everything.
Well, that's literally, there was a time, I think it was either No Mercy or WrestleMania, where it was like, oh, I want this guy from Revenge. I'll just go. I'll get a notebook. We'll go grapple.
Oh, yep.
Grapple
yep,
up. Yep. Grapple down. Strong grapple. Punch. But those days are long gone.
Yeah.
Because now there's way too many moves. Is there, do you know of any websites that are good with the creative people? Well, I guess you don't really need that anymore, right?
No, not particularly. I'm not aware of them. It's probably more finding individual creators on the community creations and maybe even waiting until that app is out. Because once that app is out and you start getting like custom logos and like face scans on people, there is going to be some amazing creator wrestlers out there. But the thing that kills the whole thing for me is the fact that you can't use your own music anymore. And again, that's not necessarily 2K's fault, but
yeah, it was nice to have that though.
That's I'm going to long lament that feature moving up a generation, because that was, I think, it was a very underrated feature.
Yeah. All right, Scott. I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Scott Binns.
At Darth Obvious.
I could tell you to go to Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer and give it a like, but who goes to Facebook anymore, right?
I can check it every now and then.
You can leave a comment down below on ThatSportsGamer.com under this blog post. You can send us emails at feedback@ThatSportsGamer.com. If you're not already, you can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher and any other podcast thing of your choice. I recommend Pocket Casts on the Android. I don't know if Scott has a recommendation on Android with his Nexus.
Podcast Addict.
Podcast Addict.
That's the one I use.
That's free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pocket Cast, I think, is $4.99.
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah. Pocket like Cast it. Is probably better.
I like it, and well, how about this? I paid another $10 to get a... They have, like, a web player thing that works, that, like, ties in.
Okay.
So, like, if I have my phone and my tablet and the web player, they're all synced together.
It's weird. Nice.
It's kind of cool. YouTube.com/ThatSportsGamer. You could also be watching the show on YouTube.com/ThatSportsGamer, assuming that I cut it out. But we'll see how lazy I get, because I might fall asleep in 7 hours.
TJ, what's the next game you're going to play after we're done here?
I think I'm actually going to see if you want to play some WWE, but you're probably
gonna going to bed.
Yeah, I figured that one.
Yeah, I got to be up relatively early in the morning, so...
And we're streaming this on twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer. You can still donate to Extra Life. ThatSportsGamer.com/Extra Life will get you straight to the donor page. Sadly, you'll probably be too late to win any of these giveaways. But still, hey, you're helping the kids, and that's really nice. I think that's it, Scott.
All right.